The enemy comes in and lies to us sometimes and says, you can't do it. Give up. Give up. You might as well give up. You just got too much going on. You just can't do this. You can't do that. And this is what I felt the Lord telling me this week is, I can do this. I can do this through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Man, there's seasons that come and seasons that go. Have you ever been through some seasons in your life? Have you been through some highs and lows? Have you been through some people in your lives that come and go? And you're trying to figure it all out. And you're trying to see what's going on. And the Lord says, be still and know that I am God. Just be still and know. We're trying way too many things. We're trying to press people. We're trying to do what we think we need to do. And I'm here to tell you that God says, whoa, say whoa. Slow up. And guess what? That the Holy Spirit's here this morning and He's with you as long as you give your life to Christ. If you didn't, make sure you see me before you leave here today. But if you've given your life to Christ and you accepted the Lord Jesus into your life and you said, Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit, and you're moving in the Holy Spirit, I'm here to tell you that the Holy Spirit is your helper. Amen. How many of you are ready for some help? Lord, come on, help us, Lord. Get us through this. Get us through one more. Just say one more. Oh, one more time, one more day. Thank you, brother. God is our helper. Watch this. Psalms chapter 124 and 8 says it like this. Our help. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Now watch this. Who made heaven and earth? I mean, if He can make heaven and earth, do you realize that when God makes heaven and earth, He also can take care of your problem? Do you think your problem's a little bit less important or less hard for God to do than to make heaven and earth? I don't know about you, but I believe that anything I've got, anything God got problems with, that, you know, it's a whole lot harder for Him to make the heaven. Not really. I have to correct that. You know what? My God is so able, all He does is speak the word. You see how the devil try to enter in there and say, make me say something I don't want to say? Put a little doubt in your mind. But I'm here to tell you, my God, is well able to do all things. Man, He can bring it just to pass just like that. There's nothing too hard for God. Do we trust God? Watch this. Psalms chapter 125 and 1 says it. Excuse me. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Say forever. Is that a long time? Do you know that our God is more than a conqueror? He can pull you up out of the stuff. He can set your feet right where they need to be, right when they need to be there. Why should I trust the Lord? Well, it's because it's our mission. It's our mission in life to trust the Lord. We truly need to learn how to trust Him, because, you know, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we think, well, Lord, let me take this upon myself. I can do better. Well, I mean, if you know, you can't do better. Things change and things happen all around us all the time, but we should learn. Say learn. To trust in the Lord God Almighty. Watch this. One of the devil's favorite tools is to get us to be alone and woe is me and whine and murmur and complain. Well, nobody loves me. And then if you just go over here and be alone by yourself, you'll be all right. The devil says, I'm here to tell you, that's a lie. That's a lie from the devil. He's trying to get you separated from the body. He's trying to separate you so you can get you over here and whisper in your ear and tell you all the things that you can't make it. You can't do this. I'm here to tell you that, you know what? You're not going to make it. How many of you know that's a lie again? The devil's a liar. He's the father of lies. There's no truth in him, the Bible says. The devil is a liar. Well, sometimes we get all alone and we get deep and we get depressed and we're feeling sorry for ourselves. But I'm here to tell you one more time, the devil is a liar. Yes, he is. So if he's whispering in your ear, don't listen to him. He's lying to you. Matter of fact, just the opposite is true. If he's saying you can't make it, man, you should start rejoicing. Hallelujah. You know what that means? If the devil's saying you can't make it and he's lying, what does it mean? It means I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen? Excuse me. Hang on just a second. Let me get a little bit of sip of this. That's something going on down there. Did you ever read the Bible about Elijah when he went out there and he went after all of the gods of Baal and he went out there and he was trying to do all kind of, he did and some depressing stuff. The Lord used him mightily, and then he went off by himself and he got a little depressed because, you know, Bathsheba was trying to kill him. And he got along and he got all by himself and he says, "Lord, I'm the only one." Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like you were just the only one? Nobody's doing it like you need to do it. Nobody. I'm the only one. Well, again, the devil is a liar. He's a liar. Because you know what? You're not the only one. If you go back and read that story, which you should, it'll tell you about the 7,000 that did not bow their knee to Baal. Amen? What a mighty God. And sometimes we can get, whoa, and get down low and have problems. But you got to remember, if the devil's lying to you, the opposite is true. So God wants to use you. Say me. And we're going to use some folks around here in just a minute. If you got your donut, hold on to it. Say donut. All right. If we are hearing this, remember, the devil's a liar. Watch this. As we see, have you ever heard something? Does this ever sound familiar? No, nobody loves me. I don't need anybody. I can do it all by myself. I'll do this myself. Get out the way. If we get so caught up in this thing of the lie of the enemy that we don't realize that we need each other. Say need. Now, you see, that's a hard word for some people to say, that I have need of you. Because we get caught up. Watch this. We can't do it alone. God never meant for us to be alone. You know the book of Genesis back there in the beginning? Amen. Some of us know it really well. Genesis chapter 2, the Lord says this, chapter 2 and verse 18. The Lord God said, "It is not good." Say not good. "That man should be alone." Now, of course, he's talking about bringing in the woman right there and making them a family, and that's all good. But I'm just pointing out this. This is what God said. It is not good for man to be alone. So if you're out there all alone and you're trying to do it on your own, God's telling you this morning, listen clearly, it's not good to be alone. You can't do it alone. You need fellowship. That's why he said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, because he wants you to be a part of, say, of the body of Christ. Remember the word of God. This theme is going to come back all the rest of this year. God's been thundering in my heart this. Remember my word. Remember the word of the Lord. Say remember. 1 Corinthians 12 and 15 says, "If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not part of the body. Is there therefore not part of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, and I am not of the body, is therefore not of the body? Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were the eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole were hearing, where would the smell be? But now God has sent these members, each one of them, in the body." I'm going to slow down real here because this is where you need to pay attention. Listen. "Just as he pleases." God places everybody in the body just as he pleases. God's got a special part for you to play. God is doing something in some hearts right now. We need to know that we need to trust God. God says, "I can do all things." How many of you know God can do all things without you? But he chooses to use you. God chooses to use you. Say this with me. God chooses to use me. Now you're looking at me like I'm some kind of crazy kid putting out these little toys. Oh, let me put one over here because we got to be on both. Let y'all see it over here. Can you see that? There you go. Now, if I donut, people would come on up. But God chose you and made you a specific part of the body of Christ. And he's putting together the body. Say the body. The body of Christ. He's putting together as he pleases, right? as He pleases. And sometimes we can get out of line and we can put things on wrong. And we can get, if you're watching what's going on here, look at sometimes we get a little carried away and we want to do things our own way and not necessarily the way God wants us to. And sometimes we end up making a mess because we're doing things impatiently and not trying to. And then we got other folks in the body of Christ that comes and corrects the things that other people mess up. Do you see what I'm saying this morning? Is this a we got way too many things over here. And somebody needs to help me. Help me fix it now. Somebody. We got some folks that are in the body of Christ that knows how to be. Listen to the word. We need to do things decently and in order. And then, see, what I'm telling you, do you hear what I'm saying this morning? Now, I know these are little toys and games. And I'm going to. Did you see how sometimes we got to learn how to work together? Do you see how sometimes we can get carried away in doing things in our own strength? And we don't do it the way God wants it done. So what happens? It causes disorder. It causes chaos. It causes problems. Zach, y'all can bring one of them home with you today, okay? There you go. He liked that idea. It's a great day when we realize that God is in control and God has placed each person right where they need to be when they need to be there. Now, when we're following God's design, when we're following, you notice how a couple of folks were just real patient, waiting, letting everybody jump in. Have you ever seen Christians just jump in and try to do something? And I'm here to tell you that God's bringing order to His body. He's bringing strength. He's bringing direction. He's bringing wisdom. And all of that can be done in this precious little toy. You can see how good God is. Can you imagine me sitting down praying and the Lord shows me this toy? I haven't seen one of these toys in 10 years. And all of a sudden, He said, get these little toys and show them the little donuts. And I was like, really, God? He said, yeah, because it's bringing something to their mind. It's a visual understanding of how I am building my church. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Because God's got a direction. God's got a plan. Say a plan. And sometimes, say sometimes, we can get out of order. Sometimes we can do things in our own strength. Sometimes we can do things alone. We say, I'd rather do it myself. But I'm here to tell you, each one of these positions is part of the body of Christ. And each one is important. They have different functions. They have different parts to play. But they're still important to Jesus. Amen? God says, don't be doing things alone. You can say, oh, I can do this, I can do that. But God says, listen to me. I've got a plan. You might want to go and do something out of order. But stay focused. Stay plugged in. Stay tuned up to what God wants to do in this world. Say this world. Today. Say today. You know, you got to be plugged into the source so that you can understand that God is doing something and He's wanting to use you, say me. He's wanting to use each and every one of us. Don't get caught up in the thinking you're the only one. You're not. You get caught up and you get all twisted and you start thinking the wrong way. Watch this. When we have a mission, we have a purpose. We learn when to do what we need to do when we need to do it. Did you get that? We learn to do what we need to do when we need to do it. When we hear God's voice and we start learning that life, say life, is awesome. I mean, it really is awesome. I feel so sorry for sad people. Well, I'm just waiting on God to do something in my life. Well, start doing something. Start getting busy. Start finding out what He wants to do. Start praying. Say praying. Wow, I just heard something the last night, a prayer. We're going to get this prayer printed out, and it's about, I hate to say this because I know sometimes people, and you hear enough about, you know, the election and the political scene and all, but I'm going to just tell you something. We need to start praying. We need to seriously start praying for our country, our presidents, our senators, all of these people in authority, say in authority. And let God have His way. You know, the word says somewhere around here, it says, if my people who are called by my name. Say if. You see, you know, sometimes we get carried away and we don't realize that the Lord gives us opportunities for us to affect our culture, affect our life, things that's going on around us. We have a responsibility. Amen. We're going to get some prayers printed out. I got some last night. It's on your webpage. I put it on Facebook. There's a prayer about the whole political scene. If you get an opportunity to get on her webpage or on Facebook, I printed it on there. Go back and read that. And listen, let me explain something real clear. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm not telling you who not to vote for. I'm not telling you what party that you need to be. What I am saying is you pray. Say me. You pray and you hear God's voice and you do what God tells you to do. But we need to be active. We need to be proactive. We can't just sit back and say, oh, well, look what they're doing. They're making a mess. Well, we all going to hell in a handbasket. No, be a part. Be a part of this. God chose you. Say me. Now, let me get off a little political scene. Let me get back into the word. Do you know that the whole body, each and every person has a part to play? Jesus wants to use us. Say me. He wants to use them people that you don't like, too. I'll just move off of that. And when we learn to work together, we realize that God is building His church. And we just have a part to play. Now, too many of us are worried, concerned, or trying to figure out what part we can play. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. I want to play piano. I want to play the drums. I want to play guitar. Then start practicing. I want to sing. Then you need to practice a lot. Some of us are not blessed with a singing voice. Hallelujah! That's the joyful noise section. Hallelujah. I'm part of that. You just sit back and say, hallelujah. And if the people don't like it next to you, tell them to move. Because I'm going to give a joyful shout. Amen? Yeah. Amen. Oh, Lord, help us. God sees what's going on in our world. Do you know God knows exactly what's going on? Do you think He's surprised? Do you think He's like, oh, my goodness, look what they're doing. No, He knows exactly what's going on. Listen to this. How many of you know the story of Exodus? Well, Moses, you know, God used Moses to go deliver the Israelites, okay, out of Egypt. Watch this. We're going there for a second. Exodus chapter 3 and verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the oppression of my people in Bay St. Louis, in Hancock County, in Mississippi. I have surely seen the oppression of my people in this day and age. God sees it. He knows exactly what's going on. Watch this. And have you heard? And I've heard the cries of their taskmasters. That's all you guys that's working and you got a hard job. Oh, and your taskmaster's giving you a hard time. And you know their, and he knows their sorrows, so that they come. So I have come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Hancock County people, out of the Egyptians, out of the God's come to deliver you. I'm just going to use the devil, okay? He's come to deliver you out of the hands of the devil. Huh? And how many of you got a boss that's the devil himself? No, don't raise your hand. I'm just... sometimes we get caught, we don't realize that God has come down to deliver us. Watch this. And bring them up out of that land and to a good, say good, and large land. God's got a good plan, and it's going to be an abundance of His mercy and His love and His compassion. And it flows with milk and honey. That means you have plenty of money in the bank. Amen? No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that, you know what? You can be broke and be blessed. Amen? But at the same time, you know what? God just might give you whatever, some stuff. But I'm here to tell you, don't be caught up in looking after the stuff. Put it in order. God's going to give you what you need when you need it. Amen? So don't get caught up in worry about it. So how did God deliver these guys? He used Moses. How is God going to deliver some of the people in Hancock County? The what? Sheriff's Department. No. Sheriff's Department. Come here, Zach. We're going to pray for you now. is good. Huh? Body of Christ. Amen. God's going to use, say, me. Oh, that was weak. And some of y'all saying, he ain't using me. God wants to use you to deliver some of the Pope, some of the people that are having a lot. There's something going on wrong. God wants to deliver some people, and he wants to use you. He wants to use the body of Christ together, working together, loving each other, instead of going, this is what's sad. Okay, watch this. You can pick up these later. This is what's sad. Sometimes this is what the world sees as the body of Christ. Well, we don't need these guys. I got to get to something. There we go. That's me. It's causing discord, and it's causing problems in the body of Christ. And we want to, I don't like green ones or orange ones, especially ones that make noise, those rattly guys, you know. That was this one. That's those noise makers. That's a joyful noise. I'm sorry. No. God wants to use you, say me, and he wants to bless you and encourage you and empower you. Say empower. You know what? Just like Moses got a little confused, a little worried. He said, I can't do this. And God said, you're right. You can't do it alone. I didn't mean to scare you. Give him the rattle, man. I didn't mean to take it away. God wants to use you. And if you're feeling like you can't do it, guess what he does? He brings you some help. He brings you the Holy Spirit, of course, just for you only personal. But at the same time, he brings somebody else in your life to help you through, say, this season. You see, sometimes we think that we are to have that helper all the time. But how many of you know sometimes people come in your life and people go? But the idea is that you do what you need to do with what you need to do it with. And then when God says bring a change, how many of you know he changes some things? He brings change in your life. Don't get all going, woo, golly, I thought that guy was going to play the guitar forever. Some come, some go. Your job is drive the bus. People get on the bus, people get off the bus. Your job, say my job, drive the bus. That's all you do is just keep on going, keep on going. When people get off, say, hey, see y'all later. Hope you come back. I'm going on with Jesus. Say going on. We got to go on with Jesus and stay focused on what he's called us to do. Amen. Don't let somebody else's decision or somebody else distract or take away from what God is doing. I love the story about when Jesus is walking with his disciple and he says, well, what about this guy? And he said, what is that to you? You follow me, is what Jesus said. Why should we choose? Why did God choose Moses? He was available. Why did God choose the disciples? They were available. Why did God choose you? Because you made yourself available. Sometimes we're not available. We just like too busy. We got our own things going on. And God's saying, boy, I had a day of visitation just for you, but you missed it because you decided you wanted to be part of the world for a while. And you go off and you do your own thing. And the Lord says, I've got a plan. And you might be over here right now, but I've got a plan for you. I got a plan for you. Here you go. I got your plan. Sure hope you get there. And I'm here to tell you this morning that God's got a plan and an order of life for each and every one of us. Don't get caught up in running after crazy, wild things. How many of you know that when you die, your children or your grandchildren or your cousins or your aunts or whatever, they're going to spend all the money you saved? Ooh, if I could just, man, I just want to get to this figure in the bank. Hallelujah. How many of you know you're not promised tomorrow? You might be trying to strive for this, and guess what? You missed your opportunities. You missed every opportunity. God, oh, we can get busy. Oh, we can get caught up. I have no clue where I am on my notes. Here we go. Many times we get caught up and here we go. This is what I wanted to say. Sometimes we get caught up and we're more worried about the part we play than being a part of the body of Christ. Don't get so caught up of being just the orange one or just the blue one. God might want you to be the noisy one. Many of us don't want to play You can do your part. God don't want us to play the part that we gave ourselves. He wants us to play the part that He gave us. Did you hear Him say? Did you hear me say earlier that He placed in the body? He places us where we need to be. Don't miss the day of your visitation. Well, God told me I need to do such and such and so, and I got to get, well, how many of you know He did call you. He did put an anointing in your life. He did say, hey, Bob, I need you to, and, you know, Bob can choose to, you know, go up on the hill and sell pipe or be a witness to his neighbor. Uh-oh, he's going up to sell pipe. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want to play witness. We don't want to be a witness to some folks. And that's a shame. We need to get realized. We need to realize that aren't you glad somebody took a little time and spoke to you about Jesus? Hallelujah. Well, you know what? You may not have an opportunity to see that person born into the kingdom of God or born again, but you might just be able to sow a little seed in their life. How many of you know what I'm talking about when I say sow a little seed? You just drop a couple of seeds of encouragement, a couple of words, and let them say, wow, that spoke my heart. How many of you know the Word of God is alive? And it will speak to your heart when you're not even expecting it. All of a sudden you get like, wow, God. I mean, I put a scripture on Facebook yesterday or the day before, I forget, and I went, wow, check this out. And Charlie read it, and she says, I got a wow for you. Read this one. And I went, wow. That's a good one, too. Yeah. He's going to be a preacher. He says, I can make that kind of noise, too. Hallelujah. Who do you realize that God wants to use some people? He wants, watch what the Word says in Psalms. I'm going to jump down to Psalms 75 and 6. It says, for exaltation comes neither from the east nor the west, but nor from the south, but God is the judge. He puts down one and He lifts up another. He exalts another. How many of you know God wants to exalt you? He wants to bring you into His presence and lift you up and bless your life and encourage you. But I'm here to tell you, if you miss the day of your visitation, if you're wasting time and you're thinking, I'll get there later, I ain't got time now, I'm here to tell you that He might just say, well, you know what, we're going to put down this one. Because God is sovereign and He does what He wants when He wants to do it. I don't never try to judge anybody. I'm just here to tell you, be careful. Just be careful. I'm just here to tell you what the Word says. It says, pay attention. You have only today. Today's the day that the Lord has made. Are you going to rejoice and be glad in it? Do you realize how good of a God we serve? I've seen people that had the right stuff. How many of you know what I'm talking about? They're anointed. They are on fire for God. They got the right stuff. And what happened? Something happened. And I look back 30 years or so of all of the people that I've seen come through, and I went, wow, they're going to be great in the kingdom of God. And all of a sudden, this happens. You ever hear a balloon deflate? And I say, God, what happened, Lord? What happened? They got so involved with life and things and caught up in work and job and wife and spouse and whoo! They got deflated. They're missing the day of their visitation. They got the right stuff, but they're missing it. They've got the right stuff. They got, this blows my mind with people with potential. Say potential. They got the ability, they got the knowledge, they got the wisdom, and they leak. They sound like that. They're just making noise now, right? Oh, wait, you're going to be in trouble. They got the right. Don't miss your day of visitation, because you don't want to do your own thing your own way. You really don't, because I'm here to tell you, God's got a better plan. God's got a better. Then there's been so many times that I knew God spoke to me about something, and I would go after it, and then He said, you know, you can have that, and I'll give it to you, but I got something a little better. Do you want this or you want that? And I'm thinking, give me the good stuff, Lord. I want the milk and honey. Give me the good land, big and prosperous. And you know what's so cool? I may not be wealthy. I may not be famous. But every morning I sit out on my porch and I watch the dawn drive by. Yeah, that's what you sound like too. I sit there and I got the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. I sit on my rocker like an old man. I look like Bob almost sometimes. Old man sitting on my rocker, sitting on my porch, and I'm watching folks. I live on a busy street. Anybody live on a busy street? I live on a busy street, and I sit there every morning watching. Man, got to hurry up and get to work. They woke up late. I imagine what's going on in people's head. And this guy's going like, this guy don't care what time he's going to get to work. He's going to, I don't really want to go to work anyway. They just drive. There's all kind of people. Have you ever? I'm a people watching person. I'll drive down the highway and I look in people's cars like, what are they doing? You see that guy going. He picks his nose. Okay. Oh, he watches people. Oh, okay. God wants you to understand that you can get caught up and consumed and concerned about all the cares of this world and miss it. Or you can say, Lord, help me. Show me the way. How many of you know we need to ask God for help? How many of you know we need to learn, say learn, to work with and in the body of Christ? You know what? You can't do it alone. You can try, but you won't succeed. Because God never meant for us to be alone. He meant for us to be a part of the body of Christ. He meant for us to come together, learn how to love one another. But you don't understand. This guy stinks. It's okay. You did too one day. You know what? The guy says that once I was blind, but now I see. You know what? We all have issues and problems. I was talking to somebody this morning. They were saying, well, you know, this guy got to... He said, I woke up that one morning. I sat on my porch and he said, I was thinking about all the things that was bad in my life. Well, I got this problem. I got that problem. My car broke. My smoking. I got a flat tire. I got this. Yeah, but you got a car. And you got a job so you can make some money. And you can get the tire fixed. And you can get the car fixed. And you can... And you can walk and you can work. How many of you know there's a lot of folks that wish they had what you got? You can sit around and whine and complain about what you don't have, or, and then we'll call the wambulance. I heard this one this week. We'll dial whine 1-1. Or we can just say, Lord, help me. And I need help, Lord. So just give me the vision. Give me the insight. Say, remember. And you're going to hear this a lot coming up soon. Remember the word of the Lord. Remember the word of the Lord. Watch what it says in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 22. You're already there. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, have I not prophesied in your name? Have I not cast out demons on your name? Have I not done wonderful things in your name, Lord? And I will declare, and I say I, that's Jesus. And he said, I will declare to them, I never knew you. I never knew you. Wow. Hope nobody ever hears that. I never knew you. Wait a minute. I spent all my life on the third pew in the church. Wait, I'm not talking to you, you know, just because you're on the third pew. I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who say practice. Man, that's another one of my favorite words, practice. What the word practice actually means is, what are you doing every day? Well, you can practice lawlessness. What are you doing? Not on Sunday morning. Not when everything's going bad and you hit your knees in the bedroom and say, oh, God. But every day, when nobody else is watching, when you're by yourself, what's going on in your mind? What's going on in your thoughts? Do you meditate on the Word of God? Well, no, I ain't got time. Then get the Word of God and start reading it and start listening to it and start understanding that God has a plan and it's 100% better than yours. No matter how much, the Bible says that eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has entered in the heart of man the things which God has already prepared for those who love him. Do you love Jesus? What did he tell Peter? Feed my sheep. Do you love me? Feed my lambs. That's the little ones that you don't want to be bothered with. Uh-oh.
Man, the kids were in there this morning. I don't know if somebody was in the fellowship hall. I walked in there and they all come running around. Hey, Pastor, Pastor, we got a song. And they started singing some crazy little song, and I had no idea what the words were that they were singing. Something about a fish and a biting and an old man and a kid. They went through the whole... Yeah. Yeah, that's what they did. And I just went... I have no clue what I did. I hope I was doing something right. But this is what I'm telling you. In 10 years... most of those kids aren't going to remember too many words that Pastor Tyrone said. But they're going to know that I spent 2 minutes watching them sing their little song. Because I love them. I love people. And that's what it's about, learning to get past our prejudices, our frustrations, our dislikes. Well, I don't like the way they dress. I don't like the... they look. I don't like those bearded people. I don't like them long-haired, short-fit. Whatever. Get away from all that. But he's got a bad attitude. So do you. Get past all that. Because Jesus wants to use you, say me, to deliver them. Just like he used Moses. Up out of the miry clay, just like he used his son Jesus. He wants to use you. Say me. He wants to use you. Wow. There have been many days I've looked back over my life and I thought about what are you doing, Lord? What are you doing, Lord? Have you ever said that? Have you ever just said, Lord, what are you doing? Lord, I want to do this for you, Lord. I want to do that for you, Lord. And he says to me, Lord, I don't want to do that. Have you ever said that? The Lord says, I want you to do something. You say, Lord, I don't want to do that. He says, I never asked you. I never asked you if you wanted to. I need somebody too. I'm going to just use this a little analogy real quick. This morning we didn't have any ushers. Thank God for a few guys that jumped up and said, I'll usher, heck. What? We didn't have no ushers. None of the ushers made any plans to be here. Everybody's too busy. They got things to do. Okay. That's fine. I understand life's busy. And it's so cool when God says, I need you, for you to say, here I am, Lord, use me. Just get ready to be used because the kingdom of God is advancing. The kingdom of God is ready. The kingdom of God is at hand. And he wants to use you to help build. Say, build. The kingdom of God. Are you ready? Do you realize the priority in our lives is not where they need to be? Uh-oh, he's fussing at me. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, get ready because God wants to use you. But if you don't want to be used, guess what? He'll move on. He'll use somebody else because God is going to get the job done. Now, I'm here to tell you that it's so cool to be used by God. It is such a glorious experience to be in the presence of the Most High God and have him say, hey, guess what? I need an usher this morning. Would you stand up? Oh, yes, sir, Lord. And you just jump up and do what he tells you to do. Get ready. Oh, but I'm busy. I got, well, okay. All right. I ain't going to beg people. I ain't going to force anybody to do anything. God is a gentleman. Do you know that? He don't beg. He don't say, oh, please come to church. We need you at church. Oh, please come. Oh, we need usher. Would you please be an usher? How many of you know God ain't doing that? You know what he'll say? Next. Uh-oh. God does pray for us. Jesus prays for us. He does intercede for us. And he does hope and pray that you get there. But if you're not going to do it, he'll say, next. I'm here to tell you that God wants to use you. Say, I can. I can do all things through the Holy Spirit. Remember this one more time. Say, remember. Matthew chapter 11. I'm jumping all over back there. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28 says, come to me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. I am gentle and lowly in heart. And you will find, say, rest. Rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I've seen, and I bet you have too, some bunch of people trying to do something.
but they're not doing what God called them to do. And it's evident because they're miserable. When you're doing exactly what God called you to do, there's such a peace and a happiness and a joy in your heart. How many of you ready for God to have give you some peace and joy in your heart and mind? And so please stand on your feet. Let me pray for you. One thing I know, once I was blind and now I see. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we come before you this morning and we just thank you for your presence. Yeah. Lord, we just cry out to you and say, Lord, here I am. Use me. Lord, let me not have my will be done, but Lord, let me learn to walk in your obedience, walk in your health, Lord, your peace, your love, your mercy, your compassion. Let me look past the stuff, the things, stuff that's going on all around us. Yes, we need to live life, but Lord, we want to live it more abundantly. Lord, we don't want to be just put up with what the world has to offer. We want what the Holy Spirit has to offer. Jesus, you're a mighty God. You're a good God. We give you glory and honor and praise right now. Lord, we ask you to do a mighty work in our lives. In Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Amen. God bless you. Hug somebody in Jesus' name. You guys.